This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gabriela Moreno. Date of birth, August the 15th, 1980. Case ID number is 498-9806. Date of exam, February the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. And x-rays from Dr. Lorenzo Farallon, dated 1/28/2018. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / anxiety / bipolar disease / depression and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2003, where she worked at a packing company for 5 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her two children and is living off of the disability benefits that her daughter is receiving. She is presently not receiving any disability benefits for her condition. Allegation number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / depression / bipolar disease / anxiety. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis. History of allegations, number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / depression / bipolar disease / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2007, she started to develop severe symptoms of depression, anxiety, and bipolar disease. She was also diagnosed with hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The claimant suffers from insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, and decreased energy. She states that she doesn't like going out, and she is divorced, but denies any suicidal ideations or any suicidal attempts in the past. She states that she tires easily and feels like she just doesn't feel like doing anything. She is presently not on any medications at this time that she can recall. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2005, she started to develop pain in both of her hands, and she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. At the same time, she was also diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but has received some steroid injections into her back area. Her symptoms include swelling, pain, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She states that she does suffer from mild tingliness and numbness of her hands. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her physician is at this time is Dr. Iram Garcia, and she states that she has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. She's presently on no medications for pain and denies doing any other physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally cooking, and doing the laundry. She denies watching TV or doing other types of exercise. Family history. The father is 80 and has dementia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease. Her mother is 75 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, and hypertension. She is presently on gabapentin, but does not recall what the dose is. Medical problems, hypertension, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, questionable history of transischemic attack in the past, headaches, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, depression, bipolar disease, the claimant also had COVID in January of 2022. Major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2017 and cholecystectomy in 2009. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 25 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches. Weight, 210 pounds. BP 145 over 105. Second reading was 139 over 103 mmHg. Heart rate 81 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 34. The claimant was told that her blood pressure is high. However, she states that she knows that it is, but has not wanted to go see a physician about her condition. General, this is a 43-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She appears to be very drowsy and sleepy and attributes this to her medication. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fifth sentence, no oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have upper and lower braces noted on her teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was barely alert and was oriented times three, but appeared to be very drowsy and sleepy. She had fairly poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did not appear to have very clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological, x-rays of the right knee, no acute findings, x-rays of the right hand, no acute findings, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to depression and bipolar disease. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder / anxiety / bipolar disease / depression. Dash, the claimant does appear to be suffering from possible bipolar disease and depression. She appears very sleepy and groggy, maybe secondary to the medications that she's taking. And she does appear to be somewhat depressed at this time with very low energy. The claimant does not recall the medications that she was on except for gabapentin, and she does appear to be suffering from psychological problems. Number two, osteoarthritis - normal physical exam at this time. The claimant does not appear to have any problems, but possibly problems with mild carpal tunnel syndrome. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gabriela Moreno.